special announcement for our Bob listeners. Will there be more of those Likes Jam tickets to give away?
Yes, sir. All week long.
Okay, that's exciting.
All week long.
Bob Almanac, Monday, back after the weekend, surviving the heat. Not even the Bob Almanac melts in this kind of heat.
No. We persevere.
So we have a Bob Almanac salute today.
TB2 time?
Uh-huh.
One of the greats.
It was a little before my time. I know of the Mod Squad. I remember this theme being on when I was very, very young. I don't think I watched it. But the characters are very, very familiar. And one of them has passed away. Veteran actor Clarence Williams III, dead at the age of 81, and he was Link.
He was. Along with Pete and Julie.
How good was Tige Andrews in that
he was the boss.
Series? Yeah, he's the boss man.
Yeah.
He was like Charlie of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
But instead of angels, these were young kids out there solving crimes, right?
He ran the Mod Squad.
Yeah, so the Mod Squad, Link Hayes, the detective, Clarence Williams III, now gone. But not forgotten. Never. Monday, June 7th, 158th day of the year on today's Bob Almanac. 207 left to go. 1775 is a big change in name. The United Colonies changed their name to the United States. If Britain, Great Britain, and England were not taking the colonies seriously up to this point as far as their threat to separate from the empire, when you change your name from a colony to a state, maybe you should. And they probably
stage
did.
The stage was set at that point.
Yeah, they were getting ready for what was about to happen. So that was the state, 1775. You know, United Colonies sounds good. United States sounds even better. It should have just gone with United Plots of Land. That would have been good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat generic, though. So Eisenhower, he was president. You knew that, Neil.
Yes, he was one of our presidents.
And, of course, at this time in 1944, the D-Day invasion still had troops coming ashore at Normandy. From the English Channel, Neil.
Yeah, started yesterday.
Started yesterday. Eisenhower, of course, is the man who planned that or was part of the planning. But it was on this date in 1955 that once Eisenhower became president, he was the first president to appear on color TV.
Oh.
Do you think Eisenhower wore makeup? To me, he sounds, and you know, here's this strong, rugged, virile general. Do you think he wore makeup?
I don't.
I would guess no.
I don't.
For color TV. But then once they said he looked a little pasty, I bet you. Yeah. Then he ran to the makeup room.
Probably.
Makeup! That was in 55. 65, Sony Corporation unveiled their brand new home videotape recorder. They were known as VTRs before they were VCRs. Mm. Sold for $995. $1965 dollars, that's several thousand now.
Sure.
Yeah, if you compared it in modern dollars. Didn't quite catch on until they became affordable, maybe late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
When did you get your first VCR, Neil?
Yeah, it was right around 1980.
Ours was a Philco.
We had a Philco, too, for sure.
Philco VCR?
Oh, yeah, I think
top
so.
Load? It was a beaut. Yeah. Lasted a long time. I was using it well into the mid to late 90s, and we got it in the early 80s.
Nice.
There. And alignment is a big issue. You want those capstans to be in a line.
Right.
And don't forget about the pinch roller.
All very
don't
vital.
Neglect. Don't neglect the pinch roller. 1969.
Hello, my friend. Thank you very much. And I'd just like to tell you that my name is Johnny Cash, and we're going to be with you every week this summer from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee.
Johnny Cash Show debuted on this date in 1969.
And we're going to do our very best.
He's at the Ryman. That's where they recorded it.
For you. And for one, I hope you can be with us every week to meet some fine performers. What I think are some of the best.
Listen to this lineup for his first show here.
Tonight is Bob Dylan, Fanny Flagg, Doug Kershaw and Miss Joni Mitchell. And you'll be seeing them in just a minute.
And I'm not ashamed to say that Fannie Flagg would be the one that I'd most interested in seeing on that show.
Sure.
And Bob Dylan's on the same. That right. tells you something about Fannie Flagg, right?
Right.
She was more than just Match Game. Appears on the Johnny Cash Show.
Yep.
His own network show is kind of a summer replacement. Then it hung on for several years after that because it was so good.
Yep.
And he brought together some of the most eclectic mixes of music.
For sure.
I mean, he performed with Bob Dylan. I mean, that's fun.
That is.
1969. 1976, the NBC Nightly News. You know, in 1976, in the 60s and 70s.
This is NBC Nightly News with David Brinkley in Washington and John Chancellor in New York.
You know, they just don't take news seriously enough anymore. That was back in the time when you needed two people, whether it was Brinkley and Huntley, or you had Barbara Walters in there with Wallace. It didn't matter, or Harry Reasoner with Barbara Walters. You needed two people to deliver the news. They took the news so seriously, and it was such a big deal, they needed two heavyweight news anchors to do it. Now, no.
Different.
It is.
Different.
So, 1976, the NBC Nightly News with John Chancellor and David Brinkley, two news heavyweights. Debuted this date, 1993. Prince was talking to the one and only Larry King.
I had searched deep within my heart and spirit, and I wanted to make a change and move to a new plateau in my life. And one of the ways in which I did that was to change my name. It sort of divorced me from the past and all the hang-ups that go along with it.
So there's the reason why Prince changed his name, and he did it on his birthday on this day. We're hearing a lot about Prince, Neil.
Sure.
It is his birthday today.
Yep.
You have him all locked and loaded for the Gone But Not Forgotten.
Yes, yes.
And it was on his birthday, 1993, that he changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol. And they basically then had to just call him the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, it
was bizarre. And he did that for about 7 years or so.
Yeah.
But leave it up to Prince. He pulled it off.
I guess.
There aren't many artists that could do that. Prince did because he's Prince.
Right.
1994.
I'm Vicki Van Meter, and I'm 13, and I enjoy flying airplanes, and I've set some world records in flying airplanes. When I was 11, I was the youngest female pilot to fly across the United States. When I was 12, I was the youngest female pilot to fly a single-engine plane across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, and that's Vicki Van Meter. She did that this day, 94. She was 12, and she went transatlantic on the whole thing, flying to Glasgow, Scotland. 1994. And what's sad about Vicki Van Meter, she took her own life in 2008.
Mm.
She ended up struggling and could not win her battle against depression as a young lady.
That is very
sad.
But
still in the record books for her, because she became the youngest.
She sounded wise beyond her years.
Oh, she
there
was.
At 12.
No doubt about that. That was 1994. And then 2008, we got to remember this guy.
Good evening, I'm Jim McKay reporting to you live from Lake Placid, New York, and the picture behind me is also live on Main Street, Lake Placid. From the time these Olympics began, we tried to report them to you in perspective. We told you about the unpleasant things, the politics and the transportation and so forth. We've also tried to show you the excitement of victory and the disappointment of the other athletes on the hills and on...
There he is, leading us into the big broadcast of USA, USSR. Mm. 1980 Winter Olympics. When it came to Olympics, wide world of sports, horse racing, Jim McKay was the man. He brought us the agony of defeat and the thrill of victory, did he not?
Oh, it was one of the all-time greats.
And then, of course, the tragedy there at the Munich Games.
Yes.
He turned into a news reporter.
Right.
And did a great job. He died on this day, Jim McKay, at the age of 86, and then in the news 3 years ago.
There are new signs that life could have once existed on Mars. Today, NASA scientists announced that the Mars Curiosity rover has found organic matter in 3-billion-year-old mudstone on the red planet.
They found a big old compost heap is what they found. Organic matter. Very good to use on your garden, Neil.
Mm, sure.
Mars organic matter is even better than Earth organic matter. So I think you can get it at Menards. Comes in 50-pound bags of Mars compost.
I'm sure it ain't cheap.
Look at it. Birthdays now today.
Say you stay until tomorrow.
When you tell somebody, hey, did you know Tom Jones had a number one country song? They'll probably say, that's not unusual guy. And they'll go, yeah, He did. This was a number one country song, 1977. He had a number of country hits. Another one of my favorites is Darlin'.
Until tomorrow, I need you.
How stunned were you the first time you heard that Tom Jones had a number one country song? And I remember hearing this song on the radio, too.
Yeah, I do.
North Country WDGY, as it was back then.
I think you were the one who told me that. That's where I learned it.
You're standing by the bed.
81 today for the Welsh singer Tom Jones. Liam Neeson's on our list.
If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career.
And I believe he will look for you. He will find you. And he will what?
Kill you.
He will do that. He's Liam Neeson.
The body count got high in Taken.
In Taken. And in Taken 2 and in Taken 3.
Right.
Liam Neeson is 69. Here was the guy who's trying to get Deuce Bigalow.
Deuce Bigalow? Detective Fowler, LAPD. I want to ask you a few questions about Antoine LeCount. Known gigolo. Male prostitute.
I'm just taking care of his fish.
I bet you are.
Yeah. He's the guy trying to get Deuce Bigalow. Male gigolo. I think you like that movie. You were always a big fan. He played the detective. Detective Fowler. William Forsythe is 66th today. No relation to John Forsythe, I think.
I don't. Yeah.
William Forsythe. I'd have to look that up. I guess there's always a chance. Here's Joey Scarberry on Solid Gold. Of course, he's lip syncing, but they did on Solid Gold.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
Believe it or not, somebody played $18,000 for an invisible sculpture.
Right.
Theme from The Greatest American Hero, Joey Scarberry. Happy birthday to him today.
That was TV theme time once
60,
again.
Pretty much, but it was also a big hit.
Yes,
it may
was.
Have gone to number one.
Big radio hit.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was number one. That was a full song where they had to actually stretch the song out and go, oh boy, this is going to be a hit. We need to turn it into a full song, go about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So Joey Scarberry, thank you for that song. Mick Foley, wrestler.
I needed to introduce you to my life. And for those people out there who find it hard to believe that someone like Mankind could ever receive holy matrimony, I can only say to you, turn off your damn TV set! Watch another wrestling program!
Mankind, he was Mankind, he was Dude Love, he was Cactus Jack, he's one of the first real extreme wrestlers, the one time that... The Undertaker chokeslammed him through the top of the 20-foot tall or whatever it was chain link cage. Was amazing. This guy would do things to his body that you're just amazed that the man is still alive. Mick Foley, WWE Hall of Famer, is 56. He had Mr. Socko and the mandible claws. Anybody ever slap the mandible claw on you before, Neil?
Not recently. No,
you're not going to want to have it. Mike Modano's 51 today. He's a Hockey Hall of Famer.
He's a pretty good player.
He leads all North American, I should say, American players, United States players, players
right.
born in the U.S. for points and goals. Started here as the number one overall pick. Played then in Dallas, of course. 51 today for, and he's working for the Wild now in their front office, Mike Modano.
Dr. McCoy, you inadvertently activated a torpedo. Could you replicate the process?
Why the hell would I want to do that?
Can you or can you not?
Damn it, man, I'm a doctor, not a torpedo technician.
He delivered that line pretty good. Not quite DeForest Kelly good,
right.
but it was pretty good. That's Carl Urban, who played Bones McCoy in the reboot Star Treks from a few years ago. The best to him today. He's on his 49th birthday.
Mm-hmm. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
So Jim Mora, he talked about playoffs,
right.
and Allen Iverson talks about practice. Allen Iverson, the Basketball Hall of Famer point guard. I remember him best from the 76ers, Neil.
Yeah, that's me too.
Went to school at Georgetown, right?
Yep.
And was a good distributor of the basketball.
And could
but
shoot.
He could be a chucker, too.
Yeah, yep.
46 today. Do you remember Alan Alda? Auditioning as Biff from Back to the Future?
I don't.
Few people do.
Hey, what are you looking at, butthead? Hey, why don't you make like a tree and get out of here? You know, that is a great line. That is so great. You know?
So that's Bill Hader as Alan Alda.
That is spot on.
He was from Saturday Night Live, and he's done some TV stuff. He's very good, very funny,
really good.
Impressionist. Bill Hader is 43. Anna Kournikova.
Ooh, luscious.
She was better known for being very good looking than winning on the court, right?
Right.
And the people that she was dating.
She was a good tennis player, but
including Steve Yzerman, right? Yep. Anna Kournikova is 40 today.
Stay calm, okay? Let's not lose our heads. No. It's a fine ID. It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible. I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either gonna think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor.
Michael, Sarah, he got a chance to live it up with McLovin in the movie Superbad. He was also very good on Arrested Development as Jason Bateman's kid. He's 33. And our rapper of the day today, Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
It sounds like Elmer Fudd named.
It does.
This rapper, Fetty Wap, is 30.
All right. Let's move on to the gone but not forgotten category today. And we start with Academy and Oscar Award winning actress Jessica Tandy.
These days I ain't done nothing.
You had the car parked right in front of the front door of the temple like I was the Queen of Romania. Everybody saw you. Didn't I tell you to wait for me in the back?
Well, yes, but I just trying to... Well, there's two other chauffeurs right behind me.
Talk about backseat drivers. Miss Daisy might be the ultimate backseat driver.
Yep. Morgan Freeman, of course, played opposite Jessica Tandy, born on this day, 1909. He was one of the Rat Pack and one of my favorites of all time, Dean Martin.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Great singer.
Isn't there a country singer, performer, artist that was named after him?
Ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing the...
There should be.
Dina Carter?
Is that right?
Isn't Dina Carter named after Dean Martin?
You know,
I want to think I heard that. Okay. It's either Dina Carter or Toby Keith, one of the two named after.
Well, of course, he, did his celebrity roast. He was a fine singer, actor. He could do it all. Dean Martin, born on this day, 1917. Let's see, who else do we have here? Well, we have Bonnie Lee Bakley. She was married to actor Robert Blake. He was Beretta. And he was tried and acquitted of her murder. There's still some questions.
Turned out the bird did it.
Yeah, there you go. 1956. And as we mentioned, I want to back up and hit Thurman Munson. He was a Yankee catcher and
called him captain, right?
Captain for many years. Thurman Munson, born on this day, 1947. He died in a plane crash, I do believe. And pop star Prince, he was Rogers Nelson.
Most people called him Prince. Neil, you called him unguardable, didn't you? You faced him in a scrimmage, high school basketball, way back when. Hopkins
he didn't play
versus
much. Minneapolis Central, I believe he was. Yeah, he didn't get in much.
Beat you off the dribble, though, I heard.
Well,
and then hit the fadeaway, despite you having almost a foot on him. I mean, that's...
I can't even respond to that. It's so dumb.
That's the account that I'm hearing. Well,
somewhere you got bad info, pal. Prince was born on this day in 1958. Of course, as we mentioned, he went to the Symbol and then went back to Prince, and then we lost him way too early. And he's all up. He's a part of our gone but not forgotten.
Couple of omissions.
It's such a pretty world today.
Your staff, again, a little light on the classic country, but that's your staff. I mean, you're desperate. You get whoever you can, right?
Hey, we are hiring.
Yes. Wynn Stewart, 1934. Gone but not forgotten. And everybody's favorite buddy, or was he your buddy? We don't know.
But if I get in any trouble, I'm going to have my big brother Wally fix you.
Go on, I can take care of Wally with one hand tied behind me.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, and if he tries anything with me, I'll sick my police dog on you.
Eddie Haskell, Ken Osman, who we lost last year.
Right.
1943, turned in and became an L.A. police officer later in his life. Now, they're all gone, but not forgotten. Neil, would you like to start a Bobathon? I won't be in for the All Request Lunch Hour. I have some duties here this afternoon that I must attend to. So we'll have a special guest host during today's All Request Lunch Hour. Would you like to start your Bobathon with Exile, Crazy for Your Love, Lone Star, No News, or Montgomery Gentry and their song My Town?
Well, let's Exile coming to Iconic Fest. Better go Exile today.
That's great.
Broadcasting from the Plow World Power Equipment Studios. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Fair.